Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And do you know who you've been born to be? Who are you? Are you living the personality that you were born to have? Maybe you don't know that you were born to have a very defined personality that you are living. And the more you can know about it, the better you can live it. So help us talk about that and understand who we are and who we need to be ourselves, is a guest who I've had on the show a number of times before. He's an expert at the Destiny cards, and he's an expert about a lot of things in life. He's a very profound man who I'm so happy to call a friend of mine, and he's so valuable to know in life because he's so wise. And we want to talk to him about all this. So, Alexander Dunlop, welcome to Energy Stew.
Peter, thanks so much for having me on the show again, and thank you for all your kind, flattering words that you just offered me. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's always good to be flattered. So, this is important. This is so important to understand how we're supposed to be so we can be that to our best ability, right?
Yes.
And there are many ways. Now, you do work with cards, and we did a show recently on the cards of the presidential candidates.
And, right.
And you've been on the show many times with about cards, but also you've been a student of human design and
yes.
Actually took classes with me years ago,
yes.
Even before and you also, got into cards.
Yeah, and also Gene Keys. I studied
right.
Gene Keys as well.
Right, with Richard Rudd. And that's all fascinating stuff. And I guess it turned you on in ways that all of a sudden when the cards came along, you could appreciate their value and see how they impacted your life.
It actually that all came to me about the same time at a crossroads in my life. And I had been searching for many, many years for answers. And through many systems of study and Christianity and being a Swami in India and through shamans and all kinds of ways of studying. And then these systems of knowledge came across my path and at the right time when I needed them to help me understand my life.
Right. And so this is important that we can talk about understanding our lives because you and I have both found systems that explain our patterns to understand the nature of our personalities that we're born into.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing to know about them because then we can live them more truly rather than trying to catch up with them all the time.
Mm.
Or
we don't get blindsided.
Right. We don't get surprised by ourselves or try to be somebody else.
Right. Which is really frustrating and impossible.
Yeah, we waste a lot of time trying to be someone else and fail at it.
Yes.
Because we can't be anyone else.
Right.
So let's understand that we need to discover who we can be successful being. And
right.
Maybe in ways that we're not totally thrilled about, because every
right.
personality has its glitches.
Well, it's lessons. I would say lessons, points of growth, definitely challenges. And even though I'm intimately aware of my patterning, just had this conversation the other day with my life partner, that I still do get affected by the negative aspect. It still happens. Even though I know it's there, it still happens. And so I still have the humility of processing through that weakness in my own way of being. And it's still there, it's there.
Right. We have to accept that in ourselves, to have humility about ourselves instead of disdain or fear.
Or avoidance or try willful ignorance.
Right.
Which leads to a lot of fighting.
There's so many ways to describe denial.
It leads to a lot of fights in relationships when we don't want to admit our own stuff.
Right. We don't want to really be the detriment of ourselves. We often have shame around it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think everybody does. It's those shadows that we're all hiding from. And I've done radio shows about our shadows that, and classes also that have taught about our shadows that help us understand, you know, who we're hiding from in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we can shine a light on our shadows, the more we can work with them to at least balance ourselves and forgive ourselves and do a better job at it.
Well, and in psychological terms, I love Carl Jung's interpretation of this, that all of the psychological work is about facing our shadows and integrating those forgotten or alienated parts of ourselves. And so with these systems of knowledge, we can see, as you say, exactly what those are. We can see those parts of ourselves that we must pay attention to precisely because we have avoided paying attention to them.
Right. Now, I've been following my human design chart for many years and understanding it in deep ways that I can say to myself, oh, when I, you know, step in a hole in my life, you know, about myself, I can say, oh, that's that trait, and, oh, you know, this is this detriment that I have to deal with in my life, and do my best about it, but you can't avoid these things. They're just part of who we are, and we try to do a better job with them. And then in recent years, working with you and working with the cards, I really found even more shocking news about myself that is helpful. It's like, oh, no wonder. No wonder this has happened. Because it's not only that we're living our designs, our cards, our designs in life. It's really that life is living us in accordance with our designs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And everybody is reading us in our, everybody's interpreting us unconsciously because we all know each other at the deeper level of soul. And that's why there are patterns in life of how people show up to us and in repetitive ways that
right.
we're surprised about. And they're surprised about it too, because it's not like they consciously know that they're responding to your design. They just are automatically, unconsciously.
Right. Well, I often am saying this to clients and in workshops, that these patterns, whatever system we're using to identify the patterns, the system is a conceptual tool to help us see energy vibrations that are happening at a quantum level. And so we're always, right. as you say, responding to each other's vibration, even if we don't realize that we are. And it's why we may say colloquially that a dog can smell fear, and we can sense these vibrations on other people. And we're always interacting at that vibrational level. It's just we may be unconscious of it. And if we're unconscious of it, then we don't have the power to change how we interact with it. It just happens automatically. Whereas, as you say, when we have these systems to help us, guide us, then we can start bringing consciousness to start making conscious choices.
Right, and we can see what we're attracting to us by our patterns that are like a magnet, and they attract people who treat us according to our patterns. And
right.
we don't
and
know,
can,
I mean...
Yeah.
Yes?
No, go ahead, sorry.
We don't know that we're doing it per se. We're automatically doing it, and so are they. And so we're all living in this script in life based on the personality profiles of our birth that everybody through life is responding to. And also we move through transits of cards and of human design,
right.
and we have solar returns, and we have all kinds of other new cards, new designs that we move through that are more temporary versus the cards and design that we're born to.
Sure. So one of the things that's been really helpful to me is understanding, and then you may have, we've spoken about this a little bit before, that when we're at a soul level, for lack of a better word, and we're looking at this plane of existence, we choose the life that we want, and we're even shown ahead of time what the lessons will be and where the growth will be. And so I'm always telling my clients that we choose the cards that we wanted to play with. And so we're choosing the patterns that we wanted to engage with and the lessons we wanted to have, the experiences we want to have. And that's all part of our game in this lifetime. That as a limitless and timeless being, as an infinite soul, we're playing inside of this holographic construct with certain tools at our disposal.
I think it's easier for people to understand what we're talking about if they knew their cards and if they knew their human design.
Sure. Sure.
Then they would understand why we can be so sure of these patterns revealing themselves in almost every aspect of our lives.
Right, it's true. The proof is in the pudding. Otherwise, it's just a theoretical discussion that doesn't have any personal impact.
Right, you and I are coming from this profound understanding of ourselves from having learned our cards and our designs so that we know why we're being who we are and what it means and how it's being heard in the world and how people are responding to us accordingly. You know, and you've said that, you know, to me, and I know that I have a jack in my deck, in my hand. That a lot of people respond to in very difficult ways. It's not easy being, well, every card has its aspect of not easy
yes.
to be.
Yes.
And the jack is one of those that is harder to understand than most cards because it's a card that is out of the box. It's the jack in the box. And thinks and behaves in ways that people don't expect. And not that other cards don't, but it's always been an issue with me that people have always said, you're so different. And it's like, well, I'm not trying to be, but I don't know how to be otherwise.
Well, yes. And so one of the things that I do with my clients is we talk about where we may get the belief that it would be even difficult or bad to be a jack-in-the-box or to be different or to be surprising. Right? So for many people, they relish being different, being the surprising one, the innovative one, or the one that shakes things up. And so then the question is always, why does it show up for us personally as something that we resist or resent in ourselves? And so that's for me, that's always the investigation.
For me, I enjoy being me. I enjoy stirring the pot and jumping out of the box in ways that enlighten me. But I know at times can upset others. And
so
I can't stop doing
then
that.
Exactly. And then it's, and I know you know this, and it's being okay with challenging the status quo, because that's what the jack does. The jack reinvents and recreates and regenerates. So there's always a renewal and a refreshing of what is. And that can upset people who are really stuck to their old paradigm and their old ways.
Right. There's even a movie about it that I'm in, about it with where I have a chance to explain that nature in me. Not in terms of the cards, but in terms of the story around the film. It's a film called Run for Your Life, and I talk about how I had to be the jack. Not that I mentioned the jack in the film, but it's really the nature that I had to come from. And and so it's in life. I mean, we in a sense we can all be rewarded for who we are because we're because each of us are here with, these are gifts. These are really great gifts to have, that all our cards are opportunities. And we just have to understand which opportunities they are and take advantage of them so we can be proud of ourselves.
Right, and so we can give our gift and have a successful, meaningful life instead of struggling to be something other than we are.
Right. And the more we can spell it out, and there are many cards. Human design is also very elaborate. It has many, many, many different truths about us that we can learn from. And same with the cards. Even though we have a birth card and a ruling card, I mean, one of the reasons that you and I are having this conversation, at least on my side, is because of my Mercury card. Now, what does that mean? Well, Mercury is how we think and express ourselves. And I know my card, I don't remember what suit, but I know it's a 2, and a 2 is very interactive. So I enjoy interacting with you because my Mercury is a 2. Does that make sense?
And your yeah, totally. And your mind thinks in terms of how can we create synergy and dialogue and connection? How can we unify across a divide?
Exactly.
And unite opposites.
Right.
I believe
so,
your Mercury is the 2 of diamonds.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
And
so.
That's trying to explain our lives. Because the diamonds is the material world. Our life here on this planet.
Yes.
So, and my Jack is a spade, and spade is very spiritual, and so that's why Energy Stew is a very spiritual show.
Right, and, well, it shows what the patterns of your life would be. You have the 4 of clubs as the starting point, as the primary pattern, that you want to organize thoughts. And you want to gather knowledge and create a coherent structure of knowledge.
Right,
that's what
the
drives
four
you.
Does.
Yeah. And then right. The Jack of Spades is the Prince of Consciousness. So reinventing consciousness itself. So revisioning and reimagining what could be.
That's the theme of my life.
Yeah.
So it's so fascinating when we can, you know, learn so much, and I'm learning so much in the deeper ways about my family's cards and why our family relationships are the way they are, you know, how my sons relate to me and how I relate to them, and our communication is so based on, so exactly based on our cards. It's amazing, and my wife and I too. It's
right.
It's a language of understanding each other that's amazing.
And what people tell me, and maybe you're already kind of saying this, is that there's so much peace that comes with knowing these dynamics, and it enables us to have compassion.
Right, right. I have one son who needs to question me all the time, and he's designed, his card is he's a 6. He has to do that. And, you know, bring it on. I want him to be as good a 6 as he can.
Right. It's so helpful as a parent. It's really helped me tremendously, too, as a parent. My son is born to play the 8 of diamonds, and this is an energy of wanting to master it for himself. And it's the ace needs to prove to themselves that they can do it. And it allows me to have more patience with him when, you know, when he was younger, he wanted to be the one to put the key in the lock to turn the door. He wanted to know how the key worked. And I'm standing there with a bag of heavy groceries, getting impatient. And I'm realizing, no, he needs to know how to do this for himself. That's really important for him as an ace. So let me pause and take an extra breath and let him have his moment to figure it out.
Yeah, aces want to have impact in being true to themselves.
Yeah. And so it's important. Yeah. If you deny, and as a parent, if you deny an ace child the opportunity to find their own mastery, if you're always doing things for them, then they don't really find themselves, and they don't learn to trust their own innate mastery.
Yeah, there are
really
many...
Important.
yeah, many ways that an ace has to live their lives. And and every card is that way.
Absolutely.
And so in a family, when you have a bunch of siblings and each has a different card, you can understand why each behaves in the family in the different ways that they do. Whereas the world likes to say that, you know, we're all born to a blank slate, and then we're conditioned, and then that makes us too responsible for creating ourselves, which we actually did before we were born. And then we have to live it out.
Yeah, and there certainly is a lot of conditioning, and what I find, and maybe you do too, is as I'm working with people, it's deconditioning them from the conditioning. I often tell people that we're going to reprogram the hard drive, that whatever the intelligence or information, the software on their, you know, physical wiring of their central nervous system, we're going to deprogram that and reprogram them according to what is their design in life and their script to play. Because whatever they may have been told to do or behave may not be in alignment with the game that they came here to play.
Right, I know, and the first 30 years of my life were wrongly imagined. I had no idea who I was supposed to be and was trying all these things out that didn't work. Weird. And so the sooner we can get to our cards, the better, or the sooner we can get to our human design, the better. And then it totally reveals how we're supposed to tackle ourselves, our lives, and master it, and master it in a way, in a very humble way, because every design has its glitches, has its lessons, has its dark holes or its shadows, let's call them. And the more we can learn about our shadows, the more we can forgive ourselves for having to live with them.
Well,
and understand their gifts, too. Shadows have gifts.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way I like to frame it for people is that life is a game. We've taken it way too seriously. But if the game wasn't challenging, it wouldn't hold our interest. We'd get bored. So if we didn't have these knots to unravel, growth points to work through, lessons to realize, if we didn't have these dark things to put light onto, then we wouldn't be engaged. So it is a game that captures our full attention because it's challenging, and it needs to be challenging or else we would lose interest. We'd get bored. So it's a game. I try my best to see it that way, too. And as I said earlier, I do still sometimes fall down inside my own weaknesses. But at my best, I look at it as a game that I'm playing, and so this challenge is like another puzzle or a riddle to be solved.
Right, and I find that not everybody likes jacks. I'm too scary to some people, too different. And people respond that way to me a lot, you know. It's like, okay, so here's somebody who doesn't appreciate a jack. But a lot of people love jacks.
Absolutely. I mean, you have a loyal listener base to your radio show because these are people who are tuned in because they love your consciousness and what you're talking about.
They love to hear me be a jack. And so I honor that. I love my life. It's just not easy.
Well, and we all say that. That's the funny thing.
Right.
I was telling you earlier that I often hear people tell me they wish they were born to play a king or a queen when they're born to play a two or a three. And yet many of my clients are kings or queens, and they have a really hard time with this mantle of leadership and authority and responsibility that they're here to play.
Yeah,
so,
because it's so challenging.
And I've certainly found my nine of hearts to be very, very challenging. And so any of these different designs have their ways that we can get down on ourselves and feel victimized by them.
Right. So that's all the more reason to know what our other cards are and to see the whole hand that we are here with.
right?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, this is so much fun talking about this because, I mean, you and I have an opportunity to help so many people know themselves better, love life better, love each other better, because we become so well educated about ourselves.
Well, and for me, it's appreciating the intelligent design of this reality. I mean, it's now unequivocal to me that this matrix of reality, this hologram, it has been designed by some very intelligent consciousness to design it all in this flawless, synchronistic, mathematical way where everything can be understood from simple numbers or symbols. It tells me it's not an accidental mishmash of the primordial soup.
Right.
So that
we live
is very
in a magical. We live in a magical world that's much more organized than people realize.
Yeah. Much more organized.
Right.
With like a precision Swiss watch, to make a bad metaphor, but yeah, it's precisely organized.
Exactly. So, Alexander Dunlop, it's so much fun talking with you. How can people get in touch?
Sure. My website is spiritualnutrition.org, and it's a nonprofit foundation that I've started to share the Book of Life, these ancient cards that were once known as the Book of Life and now back in our consciousness. So they can go to spiritualnutrition.org, and there's a free lookup there where they can look up their cards to play and get started.
And you have a new book coming out soon that's I've seen the galleys. It's wonderful. And
it's called The Purpose of Life. It's in the cards.
Great. So it's so much fun. We'll do more. I'm sure people want to hear more from us about this.
Sure. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, thank you, Alexander. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I would love to hear from you. I'm teaching classes on Monday nights. Heart River Center, heartriver.org is my website. And you can reach me at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. And thank you so much for listening.